Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Yomi Shabbos Daf Samach. We're 10 lines from the top. Says the Gemara, V'loi v'macha t'she'ena nekuva. The Mishnah gave us a list of various items that an Isha is not meant to wear in Rishis Rabim on Shabbos, because although min ha'Torah they are mutter, they're not considered to be a masoy, a load. However, mid the Rabbana, they were concerned perhaps the Isha will be tempted to remove the item and display it to a friend, which may result in the chayfetz being carried in Rishis Rabim. Now, one of those things that she may not wear is a machat, a pin, she'ena nekuva, which is unpierced. Once again, it appears from the Mishnah that this is only an Issun d'Rabbanan. Min ha-Torah, it's permitted, it's not considered to be a load. Says the Gemara, why? L'may chazya. What is this pin functioning as? How is it servicing the Isha? Why do you consider it to be like a tachshit, like an ornament? It would seem to be that min ha-Torah, this is considered to be a maser, a load. The Gemara at this point figures we're speaking about a typical needle, a pin, which is not an ornamental pin. Therefore, the Gemara asks, why do you consider it to be like a tachshit, like an item of ornament? I would think that min ha-Torah, this is considered to be a masri as well. Amar Rav Yosef, hoyel v'isha oigeres ba'asara. I'll tell you why. Because the Isha uses it to gather, oigeres ba'asara, to gather with it her hair, stray hair that come out of the head covering. So she uses it to gather those hairs and tuck them back into the head covering. So she wears this pin, and it is batel, is subordinate to the Isha, because it's serving the Isha. Homily Abaye, if that's the case, if it's functioning in this manner, so why is it asa midrabbanan? Why are you concerned? Why don't you allow it to wear it midrabbanan for concern that she might remove it to display to her friend? This chashash, this concern, will not apply in this case, if indeed this machat is being used in this capacity to hide her hair. So Abaye challenged Rav Yosef. V'tehevi kibiris tohira v'tishtri. Why don't we equate this machat, chain and nekuva, to the halacha of the biris, which the Mishnah later in Daf Samach Gimel tells us, which is it's a band, a strap, which holds her stockings in place. This biris has two things. Number one, it has tohira. It is not mekabel tuma, since it is being meshamesh a kli, is holding these stockings in place, and something which is coming to service a kli is not mekabel tuma. Number two, one may wear it on Shabbos. There's no concern of removal, since it's holding the stockings in place. There's no concern about removal. Therefore, this biris may be worn on Shabbos in Rishis Rabim. Says Abaye, if the function of the machat she'ena nekuva is to keep her hair covered, her hair in place, there is no concern here as well of removal and display to her friend. If so, once you've explained that machat she'ena nekuva is functioning in this manner and therefore is not considered to be a load and is mutter min ha-Torah, it's your mutter min ha-Midrabbanan as well. There's no concern that she'll go remove it to display it to her friend on account of tznius. Once again, Amar Abaye, v'tiyavi, let us consider this unpierced needle like the halacha of kibiris, halacha of those straps which are wrapped around the stockings, that it's Torah. And v'tishtri, here too, the machat should be allowed to be worn in Rishis Rabim, just as the biris is allowed to be worn in Rishis Rabim. Ella, says the Gemara, rather, we must interpret, we must explain that the function of the machat she'ena nekuva is actually a different one. Ella tirgumah Rav Adon Asho. Rav Adon Asho explained, elaborated, kamed Rav Yosef. I'll tell you what the point, what the function, the purpose of this machat she'ena nekuva is. It's meant to be used in the following manner. Hoyel v'isha choylekes ba'asara. Because a woman uses it to part her hair. So it's serving the isha. Says him, one second. That explains what she uses it during the week. But Shabbos, when one cannot do that, l'may chazya, what is it useful for? Why on Shabbos is this unpierced needle considered to be, not considered to be a lodei masri? How is it helping? How is it servicing the woman? Amar Rava actually has a dual purpose. On one side is a sharp point which she uses to part her hair during weekdays. On the other side is a tas shel zov, a flat golden plate. Tashozov Yeshal Reisha. So on the head of this pin, there's this flat plate of gold, which carries ornamental value. And therefore this machat has a dual function, dual purpose. Bechol in the weekdays, chalekes basara, she uses it to part within her hair. Beshabbos, manichosa, keneged padachto. On Shabbos, she places it opposite her forehead and uses it as an item of ornament, as a tachshit. So in summary, the Mishnah tells us that a machat she'ena nekuva, min ha-Torah is permitted, it's not considered to be a masui. However, when the Rabbanan were concerned that she might remove it to display to her friend, the Gemara concludes that the machat she'ena nekuva, it has a dual function. During the choyl, ordinary weekday, she uses it to part within her hair. On Shabbos, she displays it as a tachshit. And therefore, min ha-Torah, it's not a masui, it's a tachshit, and batel to the isha. But the Rabbanan is a concern of removal to display to a friend. Therefore, it cannot be worn midrabbanim shesuravim on Shabbos. Continues the Mishnah, lo yetzei ha'ish, a man should not go out into shesuravim wearing b'sandal hamasumer, with this sandal, this sandal hamasumer full of nails. So this was a sandal with a wooden bottom and a leather upper, which was nailed into the sole. So they use nails and many nails, as we will see in the Gemara later. So this sandal hamasumer cannot be worn on Shabbos. The Gemara later will tell us it can't even be worn in the home itself. The Gemara will give us the reason, the background for this issur. So an ish may not go out wearing this sandal hamasumer, this sandal full of nails. V'loy biyachid, he may not go out in shesurabim wearing a single sandal, a single shoe. As Rashi explains, the reason for this is that he gives us two reasons. Number one, in the name of Yerushalmi, that if one only goes out wearing one shoe, one sandal, perhaps the onlooker will suspect that the second one he's carrying with him someplace. It's in his pockets, underneath his clothing. So on account of that chashash, of this suspicion, one should not do that on Shabbos. A second pshat, says Rashi, in the name of his teachers, name of Rabbi Isai, that the concern is that when one walks out wearing merely one shoe or one sandal, he may become the subject of ridicule, and on account of his embarrassment, he might quickly remove that shoe or that sandal that he's wearing and carry it with him in Shusurabim. Therefore, the Mishnah tells us one should not go out wearing a single shoe, v'loy biyachid, bizman she'em raglamaka, provided that he has no wound on his foot, which in that case it would be natural for him to only wear one shoe, and the concerns mentioned earlier would not apply. Nobody will suspect him of carrying the second one. Nobody will laugh at him to understand why he's wearing only one shoe. V'loy b'tefillin, he may not go out wearing tefillin. V'loy b'kamiya, an amulet, bizman she'enim en amumche, when it was not fashioned by a professional. We don't know it to be effective, and therefore it's considered to be a load. V'loy b'shuryon, some sort of body armor. V'loy b'kasta, nor wearing a helmet. V'loy b'magafayim, nor with these leg guards worn by soldiers during battle. V'im yotza, but if one chooses to go out into shesuravim wearing any of these items, ein echayv chatas, he doesn't bring a chatas, because these things are not asur min ha-Torah. It is only midrabbanan. As Rashi points out, even the body armor, etc., worn by a soldier, are regarded as malbush, since they are meant to be worn by a soldier during battle. So min ha-Torah, we don't regard them as a load. It's only asur midrabbanan. Says the Gemara, sandal hamasumer, this nailed sandal, my timer. Why is one not meant to wear it on Shabbos? Amar Shmuel, the reason is as follows. Shlufei ha-gzeira hayu, they were individuals who were fugitive from the gzeira, from the decree of the goyim, who enacted anti-religious decrees, and there were people who were hiding from them in order to maintain their Yiddishkeit, their way of life. Voy nechboin b'mara, they were hiding in a cave. V'amru, and they announced as follows. They enacted a policy in the cave. Ha-nichnas, one who wishes to enter, welcome, Yikonis may come in. Just make sure before you come in, there are no enemies in the vicinity, and then come in safely. V'al yotzei, if one wishes to leave, al yotzei, he may not do so, for concern that on the way out, he may be detected by the enemies who will discover our hiding place. Now what happened? Nefach sandoloi shel echad mehem, the sandal of one of these individuals in the cave, got flipped around. So the sandal apparently can be worn both ways. And he wore it in the reverse. And he walked into the cave. However, the footprint which resulted from this sandal hitting the ground, it came across as a footprint which indicated that somebody left the cave because it was a reverse footprint. He was wearing his sandal backwards. They thought, when they saw this footprint heading, facing towards the exit of their cave, they became full of fear. Kasvurimheim, they figured, Echad mem yotza. One of the members of the cave left the cave. And perhaps he was detected by the enemies. V'ra'u oivim, and the enemies noticed him. V'achshav boim aleim, now they're going to come and attack us. Now they were wearing the sandal ha'masumer. As Rashi explains, the sandal ha'masumer is wider than ordinary sandal. It's wide and it's studded with nails and could potentially has the capability of inflicting great damage. Dachku zeze, as a result of this fear, the panic gripped them and they started pushing each other. The ensuing trampede resulted in a great tragedy. V'horgu zeze, they killed amongst each other more than what the enemies did. They killed more than the enemies. And this resulted from the fact that they were wearing this type of sandal, this sandal ha'masumer full of nails, which inflicted great damage and caused such a tragedy. So this indeed is the basis, the reason, the background for the issa to wear a sandal ha'masumer on Shabbos. The Gemara soon will elaborate on the details. So at this point in the Gemara, we have a background, we have a story, which gives us the basis for the issa of sandal ha'masumer on account of a tragedy that occurred wearing this type of sandal. Rebbe Loi ben Elazar Omer, b'ma'ara ha'yoshin, they were sitting in a cave, v'shamu kol malgav b'ma'ara, he had a different version. They heard a sound coming from on top of the Me'ora. Kusvurnoi, they figured, Shabo Iv Malaym Iv, that enemies were approaching. Tokuzazeh, they pushed each other, and a trampede ensued. Perhaps they were trying to get deeper into the cave to hide. Vahoguzazeh, they killed from each other. Yoyser Me'imah Shahorgubay Moiv. They killed each other more than the enemies killed them. And again, this was a result of the sandal Hamasumah they're wearing. Romer Cheskel Omer, here's another version. Beis HaKnes, so Yeshua was sitting in the shul, v'shamu koil, he heard a sound, me'achoy Beis HaKnes from behind the shul. Kusver and Hoy, they figured shabo aleim oivim, that the enemies were approaching. Doch guzezeh, they pushed each other, v'har guzezeh, they killed each other, yoyser mima, shahar guzem oivim more than the enemies killed. But oyser shah omru, at that point in time, Chazal, the Chachamim declared, person should not go out wearing the sandal ha'masumer as a result of this tragedy that occurred with the sandal ha'masumer. Says the Gemara, so why is this restricted? Why is it specific to Shabbos? Yochi, b'chol nami litzer, if this is the background, the basis for this Isser, so even though an ordinary weekday, it should be Isser. Chachamim should prohibit one from wearing this nailed sandal as a result of the tragedy that happened with it. Says the Gemara, you know why? Because this event, this incident occurred on Shabbos. Therefore the Chacham enacted a decree in a similar way to the source event which brought about the tragedy. Says the Gemara, so let it only be specific to Shabbos. What about Yom Tov? Yom Tov Lishteri, why don't we allow one to wear it on Yom Tov? Since this story occurred on Shabbos, it should be restricted to Shabbos, not to Yom Tov. Alom Atanan, if so, why did we learn in the Mishnah and Beya, which seems to indicate otherwise? Mishnah says, Mishalchem Kalim B'Yom Tov, one may send to his friend Kalim articles of material clothing, Bein Tefurin, whether sewn, Bein She'en Tefurin, whether not sewn. The Gemara says it can still be used to cover oneself, so that may be sent on Yom Tov. Avaloi Sandal HaMasumer, but one may not send this Sandal HaMasumer on Yom Tov. Veloi Minol She'en Tefur, nor a shoe which is not sewn, which is not complete, which cannot be used, has no function. Apparently, the Mishnah indicates to us that a sandal, I'm assuming, has no use, has no function on Yom Tov. Therefore, one may not exert himself to send in a Yom Tov because it's a needless exertion. Why? Why is a sandal, I'm assuming, us on Yom Tov if the story took place on Shabbos? Says the Gemara, "But Shabbos, my time, what is unique about Shabbos? The Ika Kinufya. Because on Shabbos, people gather, they assemble. But Yom Tov Nami Ike Knufya. On Yom Tov as well, it is similar in this manner to Shabbos. Since all gather, they gather together, Rashi says, in the shuls. This is Rashi in the third line. Ika Knufya, says Rashi, third line from the top. There are gatherings taking place. She'ein oisim malacha, because they don't do malacha. V'nikbatsin, they gather together, but the knesiyas, the shul, but the midrashis. Ki'ahi ma'isa davi Knufya, which is similar to that story that happened during the Gzeira then, that they were gathered together, assembled together on Shabbos. Therefore, Chacham applied this prohibition. Anytime there's a gathering, there's an assemblage, because there's a fear and concern that a similar thing might happen, a trampede, it may occur, and harm and damage may be inflicted by these sandolim hamesumarim, these nailed sandals. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, Shabbos and Yom Tov are equated. On Shabbos is a day of gathering, and so is Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, if so, Tanis Sibur, Ika Kenufya. On a Tanis Sibur, on a public fast day, there are assemblies taking place, everyone coming to Shul, Litzer. There too, it should be us, it's Rir Salam Asumar. If the criterion here is a day of assembly, so why only Shabbos and Yom Tov? Why not a public fast day as well? Says the Gemara, Masaki Hava, because the initial story, where the initial tragedy took place, Bechinufi, the Yisura, took place during an assembly on Shabbos, which was considered to be a Chinufia, an assemblage of the Yisura. It was a day which is also by Sias Malacha. Therefore, the Chacham applied an Isser to Shabbos and Yom Tov, which are days of assemblage as a result of the Isser Malacha, as Rashi explained earlier. Since we don't do Malacha on Shabbos and Yom Tov, all come to Shul and gather, so it's regarded as a more official gathering day. However, says the Gemara, Hacha, Atanis Sibur, although people do gather, it's a day of gathering, but it's a day of Heter Malacha. Therefore, perhaps we don't regard it as such an official day of assembly, and the Issa doesn't apply there. So the Issa only applies to Shabbos and Yom Tov, since it is Asur B'Sias Malacha, and due to the Issa of Malacha, all come to Shul, and regard it as a true Yom Kenufya, and it is reminiscent and resembles the initial gathering which took place on Shabbos as well. So at this point in the Gemara, we maintain that the Isser of Sandal Masumar, Chacham prohibited one from wearing this nailed sandal, due to the incidents that took place, according to Sfasemis, perhaps all three versions are true, that there was a repetition, it happened again and again, so it's like a chazakah. And this leads us to really be concerned about such a event taking place when there are lots of people gathered together. We're concerned about perhaps a trampede, and therefore the Chachamim prohibited this sandal masumar to be worn on Shabbos and Yom Tov for fear of the injury and damage which can result from these sandalim, these thick and nail-studded sandals. Continues the Gemara. So although the initial incident happened on Shabbos, the Chacham applied the Gzeira to Yom Tov as well. Continues the Gemara, Afilu Rab Chanina ben Akiva. This will fit, this will be compatible even to the opinion of Rab Chanina ben Akiva, who says, the Amar, who says, that when the Chacham apply Gzeira as a result of an incident, of an event, they will only seek to apply it in a circumstance, in a scenario which exactly mirrors, duplicates that event. For instance, says the Gemara, the Amar loy osu ele biyardin ubesvinu bebayit kamaisa shoya. There was a story that one was transporting the mechatas, the water of the paraduma, and the eifachatas, the ashes of the paraduma, in a boat over the Jordan River. And afterwards they found a kazayis of a mace stuck to the karka of the sfina, to the bottom of the boat. And that was matame, the mechatas, nefrachatas. As a result of that incident, the Chacham said, they applied exer, they said, one may not transport the Eifer or the Mechatas over a river, any river, not just a Yarden, any river, not just in a boat, even walking over a bridge. So they applied exer, a very broad exer, even though it doesn't contain the exact elements of that initial incident. Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva disagrees. He says, Lo Yosru, says the Gemara, Lo Yosru, Ele Beyardin, only if he's traveling in the Jordan River, ubisfina on a boat. Okay, ma'isa shaya. Exactly. In a way which duplicates the initial story. So according to Rabbi Chanina and Akiva, how do we explain the Gemara by us, where we see that Chacham applied the gzera of Sanol Masumar even to Yom Tov, although the initial story happened on Shabbos? Says Gemara, yes, it's compatible even with his opinion. Why? Because the contrast between Shabbos and Yom Tov is not so great. Hani mili yardin. This limitation. Rabbi Chanina and Akiva tells us that only in a yardin, only in a boat is there that gzera. It's only because the yardin is different. Because it is unique, it is different, it is discernible from other rivers. It's unique on account of its depth, of its width, of its shape. So it's different. It's distinguished from other rivers, and therefore we're meant to differentiate between the Yarden where the incident took place and not to apply the gzera elsewhere. However, says the Gemara, Yom Tov is Shabbos. They're equated, they're equal to each other. There's very little difference between the two. Therefore, they're bound together and lumped together as one. And the gzera that applies to Shabbos will apply to Yom Tov as well. This is not as we learned in the Mishnah. Ebe Yom Tov le Shabbos. There's no difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos. Ella except Oichal Nefesh Vilvad, the halachas of preparing food, which is Mutar on Yom Tov, and not on Shabbos. So, even according to him, we understand why the Chacham applied the Gzeir of Santal Masumar to Yom Tov, just as they did on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara, Omar of Yudah Mashmo, Lo Yishanu, this Isser of Santal Masumar only applies when the nails are there, Ela Lechazek, to strengthen the structure of the sandal. So he used to place the leather, the upper leather, on the wooden sole. Some say they used to actually sew it, and then they used to place some Naksum nails in. They still apply some masmerim to strengthen, to reinforce the structure of the sandal. So this was the typical manner which they used to build this sandal. And therefore the Chacham only applied Gzera if the sandal is similar, resembles the original sandal on Masumar. So only a standard sandal on Masumar may not be worn. Lo yishanu l'chazik, only if the nails are there for the sake of strengthening the sandal. Aval enoy, if they're merely there for ornamental purposes. Mutar, it is mutar because we don't regard it as a sandal masumar. The kamalanoi, up until how many nails can be there, and we will regard it as noi, as coming to beautify the sandal and not to strengthen it. What is the maximum? We have machlekes. Reviyach nomer chomesh, up to five. Chomesh bezeh v'chomesh bezeh. You can have five in one sandal and five in the other. Rav Chanina omer sheva bezeh v'sheva bezeh. You can have up until seven on each sandal. I'll explain to you how we're meant to configure these nails so that they serve an ornamental purpose. According to my opinion, that I allow five, so we're meant to space them as follows. Two are meant to be positioned on the right side of the sandal. Two on the left side of the sandal. One is meant to fasten the straps of the sandal into the wooden sole. So two on the right, one on the front, one on the back, two on the left, and one by the straps. The Rav Chanina, who allows up till seven, how are we meant to position the nails? Gimel Mekan, three on the right, Gimel Mekan, three on the left, V'achas, B'tas Yosef, one by the straps. So Machlokes, what is the maximum allowed to be considered Noi and Mutter? According to Rav Yechon, five, according to Rav Chanina, seven. Meisve, we have a brisa which seems to contradict. Sandal hanoite, one has a leaning sandal, so the wooden sole, the wooden bottom was worn out on one side, and now the sandal is leaning to one side. He'd like to pound some nails into it to lift it and level the sandal back. Oisaloi sheva, he can pound in seven nails in order to lift the sandal. So we're speaking about nails are not mental chazit, not coming to reinforce the sandal. Therefore, we regard it like the nails that are coming for noi, the purpose of ornament. Therefore, according to this shita, it can put in seven nails. Divrei Rav Nosson. Rebbe Matibiyot Gimel, it can place up to 13. So we have a machlekes 7 or 13. How is this compatible with the previous discussion of Rabbi Yechon Rav Chanina? Says in our Bishlaim, Rabbi Chanina, We understand Rav Chanina will follow Huda Amar Rav Nosson. He follows the Shita of Nosson, who gives us the number 7. When we're talking about nails which are not dear lechazik, he's allowed up till 7. El Rav Yochanan, according to Rav Yochanan, who gives us the number 5, the Amar Kaman, who is he following? Whose Shita does he reflect? Says, well, we have another Shita, we have another Tana. Who the Omar of Nroi, he'll follow the Shita of Nroi, the Sanir of Nroi Omer, hey Mutter, 5 is allowed, Visheva Asr, 7 is not allowed. So Rabbi Yochanan follow the Shita of Rav Nroi. Continues the Gemara, Omar Le Eifa, the Rabbi Rav Hanan. We have two opinions. Is it 5, according to Rabbi Yochanan? Is it 7, according to Rav Chanina? So how are we meant to follow? So Eifa told Rabbi Baruch Hanan. Eifa was a name of a Chacham, as she says, he was the son of Rav Chava of Humbadis. So he told Rav Chan as follows, Atun, you, Talmid Rav Yechanan, you are the students of Rav Yechanan, Avituk Rav Yechanan. You went to follow Rav Yechanan's opinion, and the maximum nails allowed for the purpose of Noi, of ornament, is 5. Anan, however, us, who are not the students of Rav Yechanan, not Avituk Rav Chanina, we will follow the Shita of Rav Chanina, and we will allow up till 7. Boy Minei Rav Huna Rav Ashi. Rav Huna asked Rav Ashi, Chomishmau is 5 allowed for the sake of Noi? Amalei afilu Sheva Mutter, even Zayid, even 7 is allowed. Tesmai, what about 9? Amalei afilu Ches Asr, even 8 is not allowed. So he holds that the maximum allowed is 7. Continues the Gemara, Boy Minei Ahuratz Ana. There was this shoemaker who asked a Shaila, Mei Rabbi Ami, what if we take this sandal and we turn into a sort of a shoe. Tafrei mibifnimau. What if one inserts a soft leather insert into the sandal? So the sandal was made of a wood bottom with some stiff leather on top, which served as the sandal. What if he takes some soft leather, forms it in a way where he inserts it to the sandal, sews it in, and now completely encloses the sandal and turns it into a shoe? Does the iser of sandal hamasumer apply to this item as well? What if he sews it from inside? He takes a piece of leather, sews it on the inside. Is that considered to be a sandal hamasumer? Amalei mutter. So Rav Ami told him, I know it's mutter, the name of Yochanan, I heard that it's mutter. V'lo yidana my time. However, I'm not sure what the reason for it. Why is it mutter? Amalei Rav Ashi. V'lo yodamar my time. You don't know the reason? Very simple. Kivon de tafer mibifnim. Since he added this leather insert. Havale minol. It now constitutes a minol, a shoe. It is not included in the gzeirah d'rabbanan of sandal hamasumer. Be sandal, gozri rabbanan. Rabbanan only applied the gzeirah to a sandal. Be minol, something which looks like a shoe. Loi gozri rabbanan, therefore, even if he puts tons of nails there, it is not included in the gzeirah of sandal hamasumer. Boi minei, Rab Abba bar Zavda, me Rab Abba bar Avinah. Asoy kimin kalbus mau. What if he takes these nails and he turns them into a kalbus, into a tongue? So he makes these round shaped nails, like a round staple. So these aren't the standard nails used. If he uses these nails for a sandal, is it also included in the gzera of sandal masumar? Amalei mutter, said it's mutter. Why? Because these aren't standard nails. And the chum only applied the gzera when it resembles the typical, the standard sandal masumar. Itmer Nami, we also learned Omer Veser Chanina, also Kimin Kalbus Mutter. So if he has nails which are semicircle shaped, not your typical nails, and it's fine and dandy to place them, nail them into a sandal. Omer Rav Sheshes, another halacha, another leniency. Chipo Kuloi B'Masmeris. What if he covers the entire bottom of the sandal with nails? What purpose? Kadesh Lohi Karka Eichalosoi, to prevent it from getting rotted by the earth. So here again, the point is not chazik, he's not coming to reinforce the strength in his sandal. He's merely coming to protect it from the elements. It says Rav Sheshes mutter, this indeed is mutter, because, once again, the Chacham only applied the gzera in a very specific format. This does not fit that format. Tani kavas Rav Sheshes, we have a Bryson support. The Bryson tells us, lo yete ish b'sandal masumer, one may not go out. Im shes a rabbi wearing this nailed clog, v'lo yitayel mebayis lebayis. He cannot even use it. He cannot even wear it walking from one house to the other. In Rosh Hashayachet. Not only that, afilu me'amita lemita. Even in his own room, from one bed to the other, one may not wear when I place a sandal masumah on his feet on Shabbos. Avo metaltum oisoi. If one needs the sandal masumah for another purpose, for another function, he can handle it. Lechases b'isa kli. He can handle it to place on top of a kli. V'lisma by karamitas to support the legs of the bed with it. So you can use it for other functions, even though this kli is also to wear. It's like a kli shomalach, at least it's designated for Isser. But here is a tzarech gufa, he's using it for his own purpose, for a function, so of a function of heter, and therefore it is mutter. This is the shita of Tanakama. Reb Lezer Shimon Oyser, he's more stringent. He says, don't handle the sandal masumah whatsoever, for concern that if he handles it, he might be tempted to wear it. So this is worse than a regular muktzah item. Continues the Braisa. Noshru roiv b'masumah roisa. What if most of its nails fell out? So we have a sandal masumah, which is also to be worn on Shabbos. Most of its nails fall out. Finish tired by dalday hay, and only four or five are remaining. Mutter, in this case, it's mutter. As Mefarshim explained, when the sandal has undergone this experience, apparently the sandal loosens up, and although initially the nails were placed for the sake of the chazik, for strengthening, for reinforcing the sandal, and was considered to be a sandal of summer. Nevertheless, since most of its nails fell out, they're now loosened up, and even the remaining nails are not really regarded as being there lechazik. They have the category somewhat of masmerim that are there to serve as an ornamental, for an ornamental purpose. Therefore, the Braisa tells us that even if there are some remaining, four or five, it's okay. V'rebi mater at shav, even up till seven. Continues the Braisa. Chifo ba'er melmata. What if one covers the bottom, the wooden bottom of the clog, he covers it, the bottom side, with leather, which is not really typical, not your standard design. The cover le masmer shmamalo. He applies nails top down. So he bangs some nails from the wood into the leather. This is not your standard sandal masumer. This too is mutar because it doesn't fit the description of your standard typical sandal masumer. The Braisa continues. Asoi kimin kalbus. What if the nails that he used were these rounded nails? Again, not your standard nails. Oi kimin tas. Nails which have the some type of large flat heads. So it's not the ordinary standard nail with a small flat head. This has a bar, like a flattened sheet of metal on top. Oi kimin yosed. Or it has a head which is very sharp, which is very narrow, like a spike. So these aren't your typical nails. Oi, shechifo kule b'masmeris. Here we get to the halacha that we're trying to prove, that if he takes the sandal and he covers the whole bottom with nails for the sake of protection, kilei shloi tei karka echlosoi, so that the earth doesn't eat it up, doesn't rot it. So he's safeguarding his sandal by placing nails underneath it. This too is not fit the criterion of sandal masumer, and it's mutter to be worn. And this indeed is a writer of Sheshes who told us that this case is mutter. Okay, says the Gemara, let's analyze some words in this price. Hogufa kasha, we seem to have an inherent contradiction. First you say, Amris, noshu roi masmi roisav. If most of the nails fall out, it's mutter. We imply from here, afagav, the nishtayr be too, even though there are many remaining. There's no number to be attached here. As long as roi, the majority fell out, it's okay. And then you say, v'adr tani, then you give you a number. Arbar chamish in, tfeiloi, only up to four and five, not more than that. So once again, Amr's first you say, Noshru, Roy Masmi Roysov. If most of them fall out, it's fine. Afagav. And we imply from there, the Nishtair Bei Tuva, even though many have remained. Vadatan, and then you go ahead and say, Arbay Chamesh, only four or five are remaining in that it's okay. Tfei Loi, but more than that is not okay. So there seems to be a contradiction. Is it four or five, or is it merely that it's a minority? Even more than four or five. Omer of Sheshes, like Kash, it's not difficult. It depends what happened, how the nails fell out. When the Braisa tells us that as long as most of it fell out, majority, roiv, falls out, then it's okay, regardless of how many are remaining. You're speaking about the nails got worn down till the wood, and there's still some remnants there. So it's pretty clear. The onlooker notices and sees that some transformation took place here. It went from a fully functioning sandal masumah with those many nails intact, and it got worn out, and all that's remaining is just the couple of remaining nails. So he sees that it's not really your ordinary standard, Sanalam Asumar. And therefore, it's mutter regardless how many are remaining. So once again, if most of the nails became worn down, shenigmimu, then it's okay. Even if there are several remaining nails, as long as they are the minority, they're mute. Even if they're more than four or five. Kan shenekru. However, when the Braisa continues and says, up until only four and five, and speaking about the nails were extracted, and they're not visible, no remnants remaining, and therefore it's not really so discernible that this sandal underwent some transformation. It looks like your typical sandal. Therefore, only if you have up to four and five, then it's mutter. But more than that, gives the appearance as though the nails are there lechazik, to strengthen the sandal and its asr. So once again, if most of the nails got worn down, and there are some fully functioning nails there intact, as long as they're the miut, it's fine. However, if the nails were extracted, then only up to four and five remaining nails will be mutter. Says, well, what do you mean four and five? Is it four or is it five? Arba chamesh mutter, says Zimar, ashtu chamesh shari, if you allow five. Abba, my boy, do you need to tell me that four is okay? If five is acceptable, then certainly four. Why does the Braisa say four or five? Says Zimar, we're speaking about two different types of sandals. Amar Chizda, arba is referring to a sandal cotton. Four from a small sandal. As the first explained, a sandal which is small enough to be worn tightly on one's foot without the need to have these straps. So in that case, only four nails are required for the noi to be an ornament. Because we discussed earlier that the point of five nails is to place two on each side and one by the straps. This sandal cut doesn't need an extra one by the straps. It requires straps. So in this case, four is the maximum. Up until four is still regarded as nails for noi, for the sake of ornament. The chamesh says the Gemara, the number five is referring to a sandal gadol, from a large size sandal, which requires five, and five are acceptable number to be regarded as masmerim for the sake of noi, for the sake of ornament, and we don't view them as coming lechazek to strengthen to reinforce the sandal. Therefore, it is mutter. The Rebbe Mater at Sheva, up until seven, says, well, we have a stira. Here he says the number seven. And earlier we had the number 13, Ba'atanya, haven't we learned? Rebbe Matar Shleisha Srei. Rebbe told us that this leaning, this sandal anoita, with the bottom got rubbed out and it's tilting to one side, he needs to apply some nails to lift it and balance it. Rebbe tells us he's allowed to place up to 13 nails, since it's not coming to reinforce, to be mechazik. The structure, it's merely coming to lift it and to level it. And here Rebbe says that nails that are not coming lechazik are only mutter until seven. Is it seven? Is it 13? Once again, Vatani, haven't we learned? Rebbe Mati Ashleisha Srei. So why over here, they'll only go up to the number seven? Says the Gemara, that Braisa is speaking about a noite. Noite Shani. A sandal which is noite, which is leaning, is different because it requires many nails to lift him and level him. Therefore, it's mutter. However, an ordinary sandal can only have up till seven. Says the Gemara, now that you've come to this clarity, to differentiate between nails that are coming to level, to lift and level a sandal anoita where more is allowed, as opposed to nails which are coming merely to serve lenoi for an ornament. If that's the case, if we have that distinction, let's go back to the previous discussion. Hash to the Asas Lachi, now that you have this clarity. The Rav Yochanan Nami, like Kasha. If you recall, we had a Kasha. Rav Yochanan told us, how many nails can he place into a sandal for the sake of noi? Rav Yochanan said five. We had a Braisa which told us different numbers, 7, 13. We had a Kasha. Which Shita was Rav Yochanan following? Says the Gemara, very simple. The Braisa is not discussing the same scenario as Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan was speaking about nails that are coming l'noi for an ornamental purpose. Therefore, he only allowed up until 5. The Braisa, which allows more, 7 or perhaps 13, is speaking about a sandal anoita, which is more lenient, because all those nails are required to lift and level the sandal. Once again, says the Gemara, Hashadas Lachi, now that you have this distinction, Rav Yochanan Nami Lakash, the initial stira we had on Rav Yochanan won't either be a kash, because the Braisa is speaking about noita, noita shani. The Braisa, which allows more than Rav Yochanan, is unique to a sandal which is leaning, and therefore allows more. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rav Masna. Some say it was Omar Rav Chadvei Bar Masna, Omar Rav Masna, the name of Rav Masna. Ein halacha Kerbelez Reb Shimon. Rebbe Shimon told us that the sandal on the sumer can't even be handled on Shabbos. You can't even use it to cover up the mouth of a kli, because there's a concern that merely handling it would tempt him to put it on and to wear it. Says the Gemara, we don't follow, the halacha does not follow his opinion. One is allowed to handle the sandal on the sumer for a tashmish sheter to use it to cover a kli, etc. Says Rebbe Shimon, it's obvious that we don't rule like a Rebbe Elazar Shimon, because he's a yachid. Yachid the rabbim, halacha the rabbim. Whenever we have an individual that is disputing a rabbim, a majority, multitude, we follow the rabbim. So why do you need to tell me that we don't rule like Rebbe Elazar Shimon? Says the Gemara, perhaps I will think, this case is different. Mistaver time is Rebbe Elazar Shimon. Baha, it's logical to follow the svar, the rationale of Rebbe Elazar Shimon regarding this case, because holding the sandal in his hand is so close to being worn, he's so accustomed to wearing it. Therefore, it is logical to apply an iser, even to merely handling the sandal on Suman Shabbos. Ma'al detain, perhaps I would think, mistavra taima. It is logical. The reason of Rebbe Elazar Shimon is logical. Mistavra taima, the Rebbe Elazar Shimon baha, and this halacha, kamash ma'al, therefore he needs to inform us, no, that even here we don't follow the yachid, rather it is mutter to handle the sandal on Suman Shabbos. We have another opinion regarding the nails inserted into the sandal for the sake of noi, for beauty. I will allow very much. If not for the fact that they're going to call me, they're going to give me a title, uncomplimentary title of Bavloi, a Babylonian, Shari Yisuri, who permits prohibited things. If not for that fear that they're going to regard me as this type of person, Sharina Beituva, I would allow even many more nails to be inserted into the sandal for the sake of noi. Rav Chiya maintains that many more than 5 or 7 or 13 may be allowed into a sandal for the sake of noi. So exactly how many was he matir? V'kama, how many? V'pumbadisa amrin, esun v'arba. In Pumbadisa they said that he would allow up to 24. V'sura, in the yeshiva in the town of Sura, amrin, they said esun v'tartin, Rav Chiya would theoretically allow up to 22. We have a siman, a remez here, a hint, that in Pumbadisa it was 24, in Surah it was 22. How are we going to give you a hint to remember these numbers? Now, Rav Chiya traveled from Babel, he came to Eretz Yisrael. So his route began in Pumbadisa, and he went through Surah to get to Eretz Yisrael. Now, it seems that it's pretty common that these nails fall out of the sandal. So the remez, the siman here is that Rav Chiya was traveling ad the awesome Pumbadisa l'surah. When his route took him from Pumbadisa through Surah, chaser tarti, he lost two nails on the road. So he began with 24 in Surah and ended with 22. He started with 24 in Pumbadisa and ended with 22 in Surah. So this is a good remez to remember the difference of opinion. That in Pumbadisa they maintain the number 24 is allowed, and in Surah they maintain that according to Rav Chiya, he would theoretically allow 22. So in summary, we learned about the Isser of Sandal HaMasumer, and as we just concluded in the Gemara, not only with regards to wearing in Rishus HaRabim, even in Rishus HaYachid, it may not be worn. The Gemara told us the background, because of those stories, those incidents that happened as a result of the Gzera when the Yidden were hiding out, and panic gripped them, and the ensuing trampede resulted in lots of damage and injury. As the Gemara tells us, many were killed as a result of the sandalim hamasumarim that they were wearing in the Ma'ara, which are thick and full of nails and can inflict great harm and injury. Chum prohibited one from wearing the sandalim sumer in the street or even in his home. We have many cases where sandalim sumer is mutter. For instance, the Gemara told us that during the time of Tzibur, it is mutter because although the Yidden assemble, it is not a day of Issur Melacha, and it is not equated to Shabbos and Yontav, where the days of Kinufia, days of assemblage, are as a result of the Issur Melacha and are regarded as official days of assembly. And therefore they resemble that initial story which happened on a Shabbos, on an assembly which happened on Shabbos. The Gemara told us various shittas regarding the nails which were applied for the sake of ornament of Noi, because only the masmerim, which are applied lechazek, to strengthen, to reinforce the sandal, which is a typical standard purpose and function of the nail in the sandal masumer, is asur. However, if it's applied for the sake of noyes mutter, we have various shittos. 5, 7, 22, or 24. What about a sandal hanoita, which is leaning to one side, needs to be reinforced, needs to be not reinforced, but rather lifted and leveled? We have a shita which says 7. We have a shita which says up to 13. What if he inserted a piece of leather into the sandal, turned it into some sort of shoe? That too is mutter, even if it's full of nails, because it's not regarded as a sandal. What about if the nails are semi-circle shaped kalbus, or has a very wide flat head, or a very narrow sharp head like a yosid? It's not your typical nail and it's not included in the gzera. What about if he covered the bottom of his sandal, the underside of the wood, with leather and nailed it in that manner, put some nails in lamala lamata from through the wood into the leather? That too is not your typical sandal hamasumar and it's not included in the gzera. What if some nails fall out? That depends. If there are some remnants, nigmamu, they got worn out, but it's still discernible. In that case, we're very lenient. Even if merely roiv of the masmeres fell out and there's still a significant number of nails intact and visible, it is mutter. What about the nails when neck were extracted completely? Then we say as follows. If it is a large size sandal, then up to 5 is mutter. And if it is a small size sandal, then up to 4 intact nails are permitted. The Gemara concluded with the story of Rav Chiya, who would have liked to rule very leniently regarding the sandal masumer, up to 22, up to 24, depending on the various versions in the Gemara.